to 42. There was a knock at the office door. Jesse leaned over, grabbed the evidence bag out of Healy's hand, and stashed it back in his drawer. Come in. Alicia poked her head in. I'm about to go off shift, Jesse, but I'll stay until Molly's ready, or if you need me to do overtime, I'm good. She'll be out in a minute, Alicia, Jesse said. Thanks. She began to close the door and then poked her head back in. Jesse asked, Is there something else? The envelope in the evidence locker. What do you want me to do about it? Healy tilted his head. Envelope? The envelope. Jesse hadn't forgotten about it exactly. It was just that the 22 seemed like a more pertinent piece of evidence. But the envelope was the original spark that eventually led to the fire and explosion in Trench Alley. Bring it in here, Jesse said, and then you can take off. 2 minutes later, Alicia handed a larger evidence bag to Jesse. You sure you don't need me to stay, Jesse? I'm glad to stay. No, that's fine. I need you fresh for your next shift. It's going to be a long day tomorrow. After Alicia closed the door behind her, Molly said, That looks like the twin to the envelope Jen's photograph was delivered in. Jesse retrieved the gun and the original envelope containing Jen's photo with Peeper's message written on the back. He explained how it was the delivery of the envelope that had initiated the day's chain of events. Suit said, So you think he shot out the tire, and while that got our attention, he came in here and dropped off the envelope? I do. When all is said and done, the bullet in that tire will match the bullets from the earlier incidents and the murders in Salem. The markings on the bullets will match them to this gun. He pointed at the bagged gun. Otherwise, none of what happened today makes sense. Healy spoke up. Since we seem to be playing fast and loose with the rules, why don't we have a gander at what's in the new envelope? Suit, Jesse said. Go get us some gloves. A few minutes later, Jesse and Healy had gloved up. Jesse removed the envelope from the evidence bag. He didn't believe for a second that there were any prints or trace evidence on the envelope or what it might contain, but he couldn't risk acting on that assumption. Nor could he risk the assumption that the man in the center had been Peepers. He carefully squeezed together the two metal prongs that held the flap of the envelope closed, then, using the tip of his gloved finger, lifted the flap. Healy placed another evidence bag around the open flap. We good? Jesse asked. Healy nodded. With that, Jesse turned the envelope upside down and pushed in its sides. Two items fell out of the envelope into the second evidence bag. One was a Howdy from Dallas, Texas postcard. Dallas was written in big, curvy block letters, the outline of each letter encasing an illustration of a famous Dallas landmark. The letters were superimposed on a solid blue background with a lone red star. The other item was a photo of Jen trying on her wedding dress. My God, Molly gasped in spite of herself. Suit pointed at the postcard. Something's written on the back. When Jesse flipped the bag around, he went cold again. He recognized the neat plain lettering as Peepers. But it was what those letters spelled out that concerned him. See you at the slaughterhouse. Do you ask a praying mantis why? Jesse knew the handwriting would be a match. But to be absolutely certain, he took out that first photo of Jen and compared the handwriting to the writing on the back of that photo. They all came around Jesse's desk and looked. As they did, they all shook their heads in agreement. It was a match. And there was that question again, hanging in the air like a shroud. It was on all their faces, in all their eyes. Was it Peepers in that car? Suit wanted to give it voice, but he had asked once already. Molly wanted to ask as well, but she knew the answer Jesse would give, and she didn't want to hear it. Healy didn't ask because, as the most experienced man in the room, he knew the answer for himself. Until forensics could investigate the crime scene and gather whatever evidence there was left to gather, there was no way to know for sure. Still, the unspoken reality of the situation didn't stop some of them from praying.